Hey, it's Dan. Welcome back. This is I Allegedly. And I've got a good one for you today because this is the greatest economy ever. Ever, ever, ever. I've got a bunch of crazy news to share with you. And it is just all over the map today. I mean, completely all over the map. There's just no two ways about it. Please hit the like button. Please subscribe to the channel. And today we have a sponsor, Patriot Gold. But there is no order to this. So I'm just going to start at the top. Jamie Dimon was just asked yesterday, you know, why he didn't run for president. And he said, listen, I would win, but I just didn't want to take the time away from my family. So these 4 years would just be too much. Okay. He's delusional and foolish because no one would vote for him, because guys like me would remind you that this country club, blue blood clown, okay, I was going to swear there. He went out and remember, he didn't like that another banker made $500,000 more than him. So he had his salary raised to $36,500,000 so that he could be the highest paid banker in the United States. It's only fitting for me. Okay. He made $38.1 million last year, but who's counting? Okay. Man of the people. Yeah, and he could have ran for president, could have won, okay? There was Starbucks steps forward. Starbucks says, listen, we blew it by allowing people to order through the app. Okay, have you guys been to McDonald's? Have you been to Taco Bell lately? Have you been anywhere? Because the first thing they say is, will you be ordering through the app today? Why would I be ordering from the app if I'm in the drive-thru? That's what I want to ask them. And I said, no, I'm not going to order through the app today. No, pass. I'm not going to order through the app. So, but Starbucks, the CEO of Starbucks said, this is what killed the company because we got rid of our core product, which was people sitting inside our place using the internet. And don't forget COVID that made it so that we all couldn't sit around a room full of people either. That had nothing to do with it. So again, delusional. USAID has been funding journalists around America. I am not one of them, okay? That 6,000 journalists worldwide across 1,000 different platforms were given money by these people. And guess what side of the political aisle they were on? Just guess, okay? Yeah, exactly. Politico is a political left-leaning news site. They were given $12 million for this. They cannot make payroll right now, which is hilarious to me right now because of this. Well, wait a second. They charge the government excessive fees. Now, in other words, let's say that, you know, like I have a private channel. It's, you know, $5 a month. Let's say I charge the government $12,000 a month for those subscriptions. Pay it, guys, and get private Dan time. Well, to the tune of, you know, $12 million. It was insane, the money that they took from these people. Now they're complaining that they can't make payroll. That's crazy. It's crazy funny, but it's crazy. There was an egg producer in Pennsylvania out of, I want to make sure I get the city right, Franklin County, and Pete and Jerry's Organics. They had 100,000 eggs stolen from them, or $40,000 worth of eggs. Isn't that crazy? $40,000 of the eggs were stolen. Again, you know what's wild is people don't realize what goes into, what eggs are used for. Eggs are used for so much stuff. Pasta and bread and everything. And it's just, you don't realize it. You know, and people also eat the eggs too. They've been known to fry them up and cook them up. So, crazy, but people are robbing them. One of the best criminal things I've heard lately was a man I want to make sure I get the state right on this one, was in Idaho, and Caldwell police were called to Walmart where the man kept ringing up. He was at the self-checkout, and Mr. Rockwell was his name, Dylan Rockwell. And what he would do was he had a barcode on a ring finger, and he would scan the barcode, and it was for tomato sauce. Well, he tried to buy a grill with the, barcode, and it rang up for, $1.49. and it should have been, $500 for the grill, and they caught him. But he had been doing this so many times that they finally figured it out that things were missing. They sold a lot of tomato sauce. So they called the cops and they arrested the guy, went to his house and caught the guy. Isn't that great? But again, kept going to the same place, not very smart. It is pouring rain out here right now. I don't know if you guys can tell that or not. But even in bad weather like this, it's still beautiful out here. So let me know what you think about this. But again, crazy stuff that's happening. I love all this Doge stuff that keeps getting found out, and all the math and all the different programs, that we didn't pay for, that we didn't agree to. I mean, even Zelensky has said in Ukraine that about 60% of the money he doesn't see because the rest of it goes to different programs. Okay? It's kickbacks and things like that. Isn't that wild, guys, to think about? It's nuts. So let me know what you think about this so far. There's a lot more to cover as I stutter through this, okay? Let's talk about our sponsor, Patriot Gold Group. Things are very precarious right now. Last month, we saw one stock send the entire market into a tailspin, and that was NVIDIA. You need to do what so many billionaires are doing, and UBS has said that there's more billionaires buying gold right now than ever before. Look at what Bank of America, Wells Fargo, Goldman Sachs are saying, but now we have a new one, and that is Citibank. Citibank has said that you could see gold hit $3,000 an ounce in the next 3 months. Contact them today. 888-330-1431. Get a free investor guide. Find out how simple it is to buy gold and talk to number one rated Patriot Gold Group. You guys, number one rated with consumer affairs for 9 years in a row now. That's absolutely amazing. Plus, guys, they've done over $2 billion in transactions. Contact number one rated Patriot Gold Group today. Do it now before it's too late, but do what billionaires are doing, do what central banks are doing, and protect yourself before it's too late. Contact Patriot Gold Group today. It was just announced that in 2024, there was over $1 trillion worth of money scammed from people. The number one country where scams took place, right here in America. Isn't that great? We're number one. Great article below from The Hedge. Take a look at that. And when we start talking about all these different problems with the economy, you're looking at different companies that are not making money. There were two surfwear companies that closed forever. And this is absolutely a shock because Billabong and Quiksilver and Volcom, three of them, excuse me, that are permanently closed their stores. Again, the greatest economy in our lifetime. Everything is great. And the surfwear apparel industry is done. Finished. People cannot, survive. Generally, your more expensive board shorts, more expensive t-shirts, more expensive things like that. But I'm telling you, when you even have, beach communities like Laguna Beach right here, and they can't sell these shirts, you know that there's a problem out there. So it's only getting worse. Ford, think about this. Ford with their EV market, Ford just announced that it's expected in 2025. Think about this number. It's going to lose $5.5 billion in EV car sales. Why? Why do this? Why put yourself through this? Nobody wants it. Nobody wants it. So they're going to lose $5.5 billion. I'm telling you wonder why their stock is, to the floor. You could realistically, in this economy, you could see an automaker go out of business completely because of this. And these cars are just racking up problem after problem after problem. Now, here's a great one for you. Articles below on this one. Jaguar has had such a problem with its EV cars. Now, remember, Ferrari is going to have its EV car. It's going to be amazing. It's not going to sound like a Ferrari. It's not going to be a Ferrari because it's going to be a golf cart. But anyways, Jaguar had such a problem with its 2019 through 2023 cars that they had to recall and get rid of thousands of cars that they had to destroy. They destroyed the cars completely, got rid of them. Isn't that wild to think about? Well, here was their solution. Because they could catch fire, what they did was they came up and said that they would recommend that you only charge the car to 80%. So with that, that was the end of it. Charge the car to 80%, the fires would happen, the cars would burn down. Do not charge your car inside. Who wants to live with that? Don't charge your car inside the house. It's insane. So you're starting to see more homeowners associations, more insurers sit there and say, nah, we don't want to deal with the EV cars. Another article below about how expensive it is. It is more expensive to insure an EV car. There's no two ways about it. So again, it's so economical. It's so free. What's going to happen if Ford doesn't continue making these products? Somebody's going to stop making them. Jaguar destroyed, you know what, 1,000 cars with their recall? I mean, it's crazy, guys. Absolutely crazy. But again, the solution, because they would overheat and cause fire, charge the car to 80%. So instead of being able to go 300 miles, you can go about 200, you know? It's ridiculous. Absolutely ridiculous. So they're trying to pass legislation in Florida to make it so that you can go out and get cheaper insurance everywhere. Governor DeSantis issued a mandate to where they're trying to make it so that they're going to lower the price of insurance by 5.5%, which would be something, okay? Because here in California, it's difficult to get insurance. Renewals, new cars, old cars, everything. It's an absolute mess. But at least they're trying to lower the price. I got to give them credit for that. But the problem they have is so many of these insurers don't want to pay claims. They don't want to insure anything questionable. So condos and high-rise buildings, anything in the water, I mean, it's a mess right now. So let me know what you think about this so far. But the EV car debacle is just that. It's a debacle. And Ford losing $5.5 billion. Who's running that company? If you were a shareholder of Ford, wouldn't you be furious about this? Wouldn't you sit there and say, enough is enough? Don't want to support this anymore? That's what you should do. As of the filming of this video this morning, there was almost 50,000 government employees that said that they would rather take a buyout than go back to the office full time. The union sued the Trump administration and said, one of the unions said, hey, this is unfair. So they extended it through Monday the 10th. So these people will be able to sit through Super Bowl Sunday and then decide by Monday if they're going to go to the office or they're going to take the buyout. But almost 50,000 people right now have been offered that and accept it right now. There's been millions offered, but 50,000 people said yes. Now, think about this one. LA Times, Los Angeles Times, is kind of a left-leaning newspaper. And Patrick Soon-Shiong, who owns it, the billionaire doctor, who I've seen him speak when I did my medical conferences, I saw that guy speak, and that guy bought the LA Times on a lark. But he says, wait a second, we need to be more centrist. We need to be more middle of the ground. So anybody who's worked here for 2 years or more will be offered a buyout, and people are starting to take this. They're starting to sit there and say, we don't have anything to do with the LA Times anymore, and they'd rather leave than keep that deal. Isn't that wild to think about? So the other thing is, you know, Josh Flagg from Million Dollar Listing, he is proposing a group of people, real estate agents, to get together, brokers, that will make changes to the real estate market in California so that people can rebuild. The idea with this is not to make it so that people are suffering, but they can expeditiously build what they had before. And he suggested a lot of things that are pretty good. And that was, if somebody has their existing house, why shouldn't they be able to build that exact same house without having government problems and problems with the permitting process and plan check and everything else? So fascinating that he came up with that. But the other thing is the gouging of the rents. They just raised the fines. If you are gouging someone on rent, it's now, think about this, guys. It's up to $50,000. It was $10,000 $1 fine. But now if you're caught that you're gouging somebody and, oh, you were in the fires and you can afford this. Yeah, your rent's now 40 grand a month. You can be fined as much as $50,000 here in California for that. That is crazy, guys. So needless to say, guys, I mean, they're definitely coming after these people. But, you know, you hear about the small liquor stores that offer, you know, hey, you want a case of water? It's $60, you know. And I'm telling you guys, look at things like this as a warning. I was speaking to somebody this week about how, wow, Dan, you know, you really made me prepare. And let me tell you how much cash I've got in the house, how much silver I've got, what I have for security, and what I have for food and for prep and everything. And they have a plan. Where would you go if disaster struck? If your house burnt down, where would you meet? My kids and I have this. My son out of state has codes and things and people he can go to. If there's an issue, you should have that. You know, it's nothing bad. I mean, it's just, it's protection, but it's peace of mind. Heaven forbid something goes down, because nobody plans on this stuff. But the worst thing is you have a meeting like this and your kids can make fun of, okay, Dad, whatever you say, until something goes down. You know, again, even my kids calling me at night, my kids, if I know if I'm supposed to just stay, hey, I'm in a bad part of town, it's sketchy, and I'm walking to my car, I know with the code and how the first thing they say out of their mouth, what the situation is. Oh, it's nothing. Let me get my daughter to her car and I'll hang up. You know, it's that easy. You should have that. You know, even if you're by yourself, have somebody you can communicate with. What about your pets? What about Rosie? You know, I had to drive Rosie and her friends home. It's funny, I can't show you guys the video because I played On the Road Again in the background with Rosie and two of her buddies going home. And I can't play it because they'll copyright claim it from that damn Willie Nelson so he can pay his taxes. But anyways, let me know what you think about this so far. It is, I'm telling you guys, even in the rain, it's just beautiful out here. It really is. I'm going to finish this video with these last few stories. I want to remind you that we have a private channel called I Allegedly Live, and you can sign up at iallegedly.tv. I love doing that. You're getting videos there basically every day right now. But check it out today. Few crazy things to end this video. First one is, think about this. The cattle supply went down by 1% last year. No big deal. There's 86.7 million cattle in the United States. It's at the lowest level since 1975, okay? I think there's a few more people here in the United States since then. What do you think? So that's crazy, and it's awful, and well, meat is bad, and cows fart, and it's awful, okay? Okay. Okay. Keep telling me this. Con Ed is the power company for New York, and again, I think Kathy Hochul, I think she's in the Justin Trudeau Hall of Fame. I have a friend of mine that I make fun of, and when he calls me, the Justin Trudeau symbol, his image comes up. And I call him Tariff Boy now on my phone. So when my buddy calls me, Tariff Boy comes up. But Kathy Hochul, the fine governor of New York, she's going along with Con Ed. And think about this. They're going to raise your electric rates, okay? It's going to average the average household. This is the average household is $154 a month. Give me $154. Where do you come up with an extra $154 to heat and cool your home and keep the lights on and watch TV? That is insane, guys. That's per month, okay? It's absolute lunacy. It's criminal is what it is. And the final thing, which is crazy, which is stupid, nobody asked for this, there's eight companies racing to build a flying car, BMW, Toyota, and my favorite, Boeing. Don't forget Butch and Sunny, the astronauts that are stuck in space that are most likely going to perish because of Boeing's incompetence. But they want to build you a flying car. So go sign up for that. They're supposed to start about $375,000, okay? And I don't know about you, but I don't think you're going to be able to fly one of those out here. So, again, don't forget to hit the like button. Don't forget to subscribe to the channel. Just a quick video because I'm freezing my A off, okay? Make good choices. Email me at hello@iallegedly.com. and I will see you guys very soon. Okay?